This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Dan Greenwood. Last month, Idaho Governor Butch Otter proposed a plan to provide health care to the estimated 78,000 Idahoans who don't qualify for either Medicaid or subsidized health insurance under Idaho's Health Exchange. The Primary Care Access Program would have subsidized basic doctor visits for those people, but last week a legislative committee voted against using tobacco settlement money to partially fund the $30 billion proposal. Representative Fred Wood, who sponsored the bill and is chairman of the House Health and Welfare Committee, has called the current state of health care in Idaho unfair and wrong. I spoke with him about how his background as a doctor shaped his views on health care, what needs to be done, and why he thinks the proposal was voted down.
Oh, I think that the funding proposal went before state affairs failed simply because the majority of people didn't like the program. They didn't like the expense of it. That was just one way of sending a message that we don't want that program.
What do you say now to those nearly 80,000 people estimated to be in that gap after that proposal failed to gain traction?
You know, I don't know what to say to those people specifically. The legislature, I think, is trying to figure out what we're going to do with respect to health care for the gap population. I'm not sure at this point in time what, if anything, is going to come forward, because I don't yet have a sense of where the collective will is there.
What do you think needs to be done?
A number of years ago, and I think it was roughly 2010, give or take, well, the legislature passed House Bill 260. The legislature directed the department to go down the road of managed care through a traditional private contract with a managed care organization. And we requested specifically that that be at-risk contracts, which means that contractor and the consumer assume all of the financial risk associated with that. That's exactly what I would do with the gap population.
How do you feel your career as a physician has shaped your perspective on this issue?
How that affects me is, as I understand the need for everyone to have the ability to have health care. Whether rich, poor, it doesn't make any difference, because it truly impacts everybody's life. And it tremendously impacts our economy and our ability to have good commerce to keep our people healthy.
Are Idahoans in this gap dying, as has been stated in testimony at the legislature, simply because they can't get the coverage they need?
Well, it's a proven fact that anybody that doesn't go to the physician or go to their doctor and seek health care on a preventive basis and only goes to seek health care when they're truly ill, have shorter lifespans, and when you don't have the ability to pay for health care, then it's common to just put that off. So from that aspect, I think you could probably say yes. Now, whether or not you can contribute any specific death to that, I have a bit of a problem with, for this reason. The legislation called EMTALA requires hospitals to see anybody that walks into the emergency department. Well, there is an outpatient component of that called federally qualified health centers. Those entities, and there's 65 of them in the state of Idaho, also cannot refuse to see anybody, period. You walk in the door, you need medical care, they have to see you, whether you can pay or not.
You and other Republicans have expressed sympathy toward those in this gap. If Republican lawmakers don't have the political will to expand health care for those Idahoans, what does that say about the level of compassion and empathy within the legislature?
You'll have to ask other legislators about that. I can tell you my own, and I will speak only for myself. I have a great deal of compassion for all humans. Having practiced medicine, I don't know how you can come away from practicing medicine without having that. As I said before the budget committee, I have the best health insurance policy in the state of Idaho, bar none, and it's provided at taxpayers' expense. I just think it's unjust and wrong that I have that and others don't. You know, that's an inequitable system.
How optimistic are you that expanding health care to more Idahoans can become a reality?
Well, I think it can be. And people have to get comfortable with the issue of how we're going to do that. That's one of those things, given the animosity, the feelings that are prevalent in not just the legislature, because the legislature is just a makeup of the citizens of the state of Idaho. Every single one of those constituencies is significantly different. And the people in the legislature aren't doing anything but representing their constituencies. On the Health and Welfare Committee in the House, we have people from Eastern Idaho, Southern Idaho, Treasure Valley, and Northern Idaho. And their constituencies want entirely different things. Some might look from the outside and say, well, this is obvious. If you're on the inside, it's not obvious.
That was Republican State Representative Fred Wood, chairman of the State House Health and Welfare Committee.